Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. And from the woman seed there would come more offspring that would come in the fullness, or that would come in the future. Now we understand why the 40 and two generation, all of the fathers we read begot sons. But when it came to Mary, it reads, of whom was born Jesus the Christ. It had absolutely, emphatically, undeniably nothing to do with man, but it had everything to do with what God was doing. No man begot Jesus. Jesus came by the power and by the power of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit. For 40 and two generations, it speaks of how all of the men through biblical prophecy begot sons. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. But when it came to Mary, there was no begotten on Mary's part, but that God said by whom the Son, his Son, would come. My brothers and sisters, we see all of this taking place because it was by God's divine providence. And Jesus will answer all of the questions with the affirmatives. And when we think about what God was doing, he was bringing us into a realization of all of the things that he had done and will continue to do. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what God is doing, he knows the future because he can speak things into reality. He knew you before you knew yourself. He knew your content of your character. He knew your personality. He knew how you would live all your life. But he would bring you into a realization of his word so that change would take place. Now, there are some changes for some will take place, but there are some changes that folks will never change. And the Lord is simply telling us to keep preaching and keep teaching because I did not come to call the righteous, but I came to call sinners. The greatest problem the world has today is that we don't look like each other, we don't act like each other, and we war with each other. And because of that, because we are different, we are at war with one another. How can we be at war with one another when we all came from Adam and Eve? We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And because of that, we all have a generic makeup that's the same. I may not look like you. I may be a little darker than you. You may be a little lighter than you, but we are all the same. My brothers and sisters, God knew our strength as well as our weakness, our successes as well as our failures. And my brothers and sisters, God even through it all made provision to help you and I. Provision to guide us. Provision to direct us. And provision to keep us going in the direction that he would have us to go. But God in his infinite wisdom and knowledge will never violate each and every one of our free wills. For your free will will determine whether you say yes to the Lord or not. And the Lord will never twist your arm to make you honor him. But there's a conjunction. There are those who refuse to acknowledge him. And the Lord will say one day, I don't even know you. My son don't recognize you because you failed to acknowledge just the simple things of honoring me. Secondly, he was born spiritually, or how he was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and she conceived. And what this did, it revealed God's divinity, or God's presence. Antioch, Jesus was totally God and totally man at the same time. And that's one of the things men wrestle with today. And Jesus was the only man born in this world for the sins of others to die. You and I are born to live. He was the only man that was born to die for my transgressions and your transgression. God in his infinite wisdom, because God is omniscient, he knows all things. He knows our pathway. He knows what we're capable of. And God made provision to help us, even though we won't even help ourselves. God has made every provision necessary for every one of us to make it to heaven. All we have to do is say yes to the Lord. Pastor, my story is bad. All of our stories are bad. I have shared so many times, we're all exes. If you knew my story from South Dallas, you would say, how can anything good come out of South Dallas? But that wasn't the end of the story. Like Jesus has already shared, even with the thief on the cross, it wasn't the end of the story. Even at the end of his life, he was pleading forgiveness of sin. And the Lord says, I'll remember you. Don't ever give up on the Lord. Because the Lord will never give up on you. My brothers and sisters, not only was he totally God and totally man at the same time, he was the only man who was perfect and sinless. He was the ideal man who pleased the Father, and he would become the atonement for mankind. What does that mean? That means Jesus did everything for you and I. He completed the task. Under the 613 laws, we were all condemned. God, under the laws, does not forgive sin. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not commit adultery. There is no forgiveness under the law. The Mosaic law was designed to show us what not to do. But Jesus came and fulfilled all of the laws and the prophecies and suffered so that you and I would not be held under the laws and the condemnation of sin and death. You miss your shout. How can I miss going to heaven? You can miss it by not knowing and having a relationship with him. Secondly, we see Isaiah said a son would be given. Yet, Jesus chose the title for himself, the Son of Man. A man with God prerogative, or the ability to forgive sin. Only Jesus can forgive sin. The woman with committed adultery. Isn't it amazing, Daryl, how in the biblical text it talks about one woman committing adultery, but all of those, it takes two to commit. But it never mentioned, Bruce, the men. Isn't it amazing how we can always point a finger at the woman, but we never point a finger at ourselves? And so Jesus came into this world with the prerogative to forgive sin, because God said, I ain't forgiving nobody. If you sin, something got to die. Bring your sacrifice, bring your offering, and your high priest must have to offer it for your pardon or your sin. But you got to do it every year on the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur. You bring your offering, or you bring your sacrifice. Something must die under the law. So when Jesus came, he became our sacrificial offering. And he went and he paid the price so that you and I would not be held under the laws anymore. He healed us and he gave us life, and we still won't thank him. Holy Spirit, walk with me through this, because someone needs to hear this. In Jesus, the very power of God entered the mainstream of humanity. And in Jesus' authority as the Son of Man, you and I find an anchor of our hope, I hope has never been in my ability. I don't care who you think you are. Your hope is never in you or the thing that you think you've accomplished. Your hope is in the one who sent you, declared and decreed it all, because he knew you and he knows me. Our hope is anchored in the Lord. Jesus came as a son given. This son would come into the world over 42 generations, a descendant of Abraham and King David. This son would be given as a love gift to the world. For John 3:16 say, for God so agape loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him shall not perish but have everlasting or eternal life. This is why Christmas is celebrated all over the world. It is a day when God of the universe became like one of us and lived among us. Why did he do it, Brother Martin? Because he saw our conditions. What's your condition like? You may hide it from me, but you can't hide it from God. You may even hide it from your wife, but you cannot hide it. You may hide it from your husband, but you cannot hide it from God, because he knows the hairs on our head. He knows us because he made us in his image and likeness. And he knows the time that we will depart this world to enter into his presence. My brothers and sisters, in our own condition, we have gone our own ways. And when we go our own way, we go away from God and got ourselves into a mess that we could not get ourselves out of. Anybody been in a mess? God knows our messiness. He knows what we've done in life. And we could not get out of the stuff that we got into. We created, not him, we created an ever-increasing distance and a debt we could not pay. In a million years, I couldn't pay the stuff that the Lord had seen in my life. But what about you? Think about it today, because this is an examination of who I am in my relationship and in my walk with the Lord. Think about it, because we've been in the church all of our life and we said we love the Lord and we embrace it. But think about the stuff that you're holding on the inside that the Lord says, I need you to dump that stuff off and surrender to me. I need you to empty it all, because it is not you that can save you. It is me who is carrying you. Even if you try to hold on to the stuff that you can't get rid of, God said, I'm drawing you closer to me through my word and through the preaching of the gospel. And that's why sometimes we get rattled when we hear messages that shake us and we said, he's talking about me. No, the Lord is talking to you. We were in utter darkness, Brother Gaines, and we could not find our way back to God. So he came, the Lord came to us. You missed it, my brothers and sisters. He came to us in the darkness to deliver us by defeating the power of sin and death. By defeating the power of sin. All have sinned and come short. Now the question we ask is, how short is your short?
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Then.